Great. Well, thanks everyone for being here. My name is Julie Mock, and I'm the owner of Elements Mountain Compost. Again, this is a great crowd, and thanks to Donna and Chiefy Green for putting this together and the Watershed for hosting today. Like Donna said, I'm going to chat a little bit about commercial composting and also some other residential programs that we're looking at getting started in Chaffee County. Right now, I run Elements Compost down out of Salida. I've got a property just outside of town, kind of in the Smelter Town area. And we provide both pickup services and then compost products. So we're picking up food scraps, turning them into a kind of nutrient-rich soil product, and then selling those to local gardeners. And I do actually have some bags of compost with me today if anybody is needing to get their gardens going this spring. Primarily, right now, I am taking what we call type 1 food scraps and compostable organic products. So it's pretty much anything you can think of except for meat and dairy products. So any, you know, veggie fruit scraps, of course, coffee grounds and tea bags, bread, pasta, rice, eggshells. If they've got, you know, small amounts of oil and things like that, that's fine. We're just not looking for hamburgers and big chunks of cheese and stuff like that in the compost. Just a little more complicated to process. We do also take compostable paper materials, so cups, plates, utensils from events or things like that. And then we can take napkins and paper towels as well, particularly if they're brown, that's a little bit better. They'll get a kind of bleach into the compost. But any of those things, they basically come into our facility and we're, you know, getting temperatures of up to 140 degrees. So those products that, you know, if they go in the landfill, they don't really break down, but they're getting hot enough and wet enough in our system to break down completely. We take all of those food scraps and mix them with brown materials, so leaves and yard waste, wood chips and sawdust, and then the napkins and the paper towels. Kind of fall into that category. We do some residential yard waste pickup in the fall, and then mainly get wood chips and sawdust from the local tree services in the valley. Donna mentioned we're doing commercial pickup primarily, so we're partnering with restaurants and commercial kitchens, both in BV and then down in Salida. We provide weekly pickup service, and we provide all the bins and buckets that you need. So basically, we've got 5-gallon buckets for inside the kitchens, and then large 2-wheeled kind of carts, garbage cans for outside. Then I can come by and just swap those bins out once a week. Keeps the smell down. We haven't really had any issues with pests. Bears are always a question up here, and we have the capacity to do bear-proof containers if we think that's going to be an issue. So far, again, we haven't had a problem, but that's something we can look at if it's a concern up here. I know you guys have a little more bear activity than down in Salida, but we haven't had any issues at the restaurants I serviced in downtown Salida. So we can come in and do staff training. I think one of the biggest things that I've seen is it really takes engagement from staff and kind of getting that buy-in so that we get the right materials in, we keep the contamination rates down, that sort of thing. But I'm happy to come in and do that, show them kind of what the end product looks like and what they're contributing to. We really want to make it as easy as possible for staff. So again, providing those buckets, we can provide signage and any other kind of info that you guys need. So it's an easy process for your staff. I want to talk a little bit about the Green Restaurant Association. 50 Burger down in Salida just received their kind of green business certification through this organization. And it was kind of cool. They actually called me up and said, hey, are these guys composting? Like, what do you take? How often are you picking up? What volume are you collecting from them? And that was part of their certification for this Green Restaurant Association. There's more info about them, but it's a, you know, just a neat way to kind of show your customers that you are a sustainable business, and you know, it involves everything from composting to recycling and other types of other things in that category. But just a neat opportunity for businesses if you want to kind of showcase what you're doing. And again, I'm happy to help with kind of marketing materials around talking about, hey, we're composting, we're trying to be a little more green, and sharing that with your customers. That's kind of the commercial side of what we do. And again, mainly focus on restaurants. We pick up at the hospital, starting to work with the school districts down in Salida. So basically anywhere that has a commercial kitchen. Most kitchens on average are kicking out about 60 gallons of compost a week. Coffee places are a little bit less. A couple of the bigger restaurants are a little bit more, hospitals a little bit more than that. Imagine a pretty big garbage can full of just food scraps every week. So it's a lot. Any questions on kind of the commercial side of what we're doing?
Actually, this is kind of just related. One of the reasons is the landfill just was going to fill up so much too soon. And I don't know how people in restaurants are charged for their garbage pickup. Mm-hmm. If they become a member, if they can get a discount. Unfortunately, you're charged the same if you have an empty container of garbage and a full container of garbage. If maybe something, something could be worked out with people thought they will get charged less for their mm-hmm. pickups.
I think I have had a couple of clients who've been able to downsize their dumpster size, especially, Boathouse is doing a lot of the compostable cups and stuff like that, which were all going into their dumpster beforehand, so they're able to get a smaller dumpster and save at least a little bit of money on their dumpster fees. But that's a great point that you bring up about the landfill and how much food waste is going into the landfill. Of the total volume of waste going in, food waste is actually about 17% of that, and that's restaurants and residents too, of course. So we're trying to chip away at that and get as many of those items out of the landfill and back into a reusable product.
Question here?
Yeah.
What do you do with your final product?
Great question. I think I might have a little bit of a slide about that. Let me talk quickly about kind of the residential and community services, and then we'll get to that. Basically, we're working on setting up some opportunities for residential composting also, with a goal of probably not doing curbside pickup right away, but having community drop-off points. So if folks want to collect food scraps at home, they maybe don't have a place to put it or don't want to deal with a backyard composting system, they can bring that 5-gallon bucket like you would to the recycle center, that sort of thing, and drop it off. I'm working with Donna to get a location set up in BD, and then we're also working on one down in Salida. So hopeful in the next few months that we'll have that.
Yeah. We do have a sign-up for if there's anyone that is interested here. Like I said, we do not know yet for sure exactly what it's going to look like. We're still putting that all together. But we have two very good, promising sites, and it's just a matter of doing that. For residential, it'll probably be $5 a month or something like that. We're still working that out. So I'm just going to pass this around, put down your contact information, just so we can kind of see what kind of interest we have. Of course, the more people that we have signed up, probably the less cost it might be. But we will get back to you when we firm up what this is going to look like.
And then to your question about what do we do with it. At the end, basically, we've got a really nutrient-rich soil product. And like I said, I'm putting wood chips and that sort of thing. So we've got a lot of organic matter in the soil. I sift it. I do a half-inch sift. So we pull out all of those big wood chips and any products that don't get kind of broken down in the first round. Sometimes that'll be a plate that didn't get into the middle of the pile, or it'll be an avocado pit that kind of rolled out to the edge. All of that gets sifted out, so we've got a really fine soil product at the end. I have it tested by CSU every spring, so I've got numbers on organic matter and nitrogen content and stuff like that, but it usually ends up being a pretty solid compost product that you then mix with your topsoil or other soil to basically have an amendment. So you wouldn't plant directly into our soil. It's not like a potting soil, but it is a nutrient-rich amendment. So I have that for sale. Like I said, I have a few bags today, and then I do some events. Sometimes I'll be at the farmer's market, but best way to contact me is just to email me. Let me know how much you want. I can provide it in bags, or I can do bulk. So if you need a pickup truckload to get beds started or anything like that, I can do that as well.
Yeah. Will you be at Poncha Springs on Sunday? They're having their seed exchange.
Is it this Sunday?
Yeah.
Well, then I better.
31st.
I better be there. Yeah.
It was not on my agenda.
Yeah.
It's
10 to 3. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sunday.
Cool. I'm
going
to
It was late coming out.
I'll get in touch with the Lords. And usually I'm there. The Agri Summit down in Salida on April 19th, I'll be there. The Earth Day celebration in Salida is May 4th, I think.
Yes.
Thank you. And a few other events, and then occasionally at the farmer's market as well, although now is kind of the time most people are looking for soil. And like I said, I've got a few bags with me today if anybody's interested, but anytime you can call or email me and let me know what you need.
Is your email on some of this paperwork?
I think so. I'm not sure what all went out, but if it's not, I've got business cards with me as well. Yeah.
Do you guys have locks for the bins? Because unfortunately at my restaurant, if we don't keep the stuff locked, find all sorts of lovely surprises.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, as far as contamination goes. I don't currently, but that's certainly something we could figure out. Contamination is for sure a concern. We get, occasionally just whatever, people throw stuff into the garbage, or just like the prep gloves or whatever that come off and get kind of in with the rest of the stuff. Basically, because I'm sifting and kind of processing this stuff so much, that stuff gets filtered out eventually, but it's not ideal, right? You have tons of garbage in there. We can work with you to kind of figure out a system that makes sense. Cool. Any other questions on compost sales? Yeah?
Not on sales, but I'm just curious on how long does it take? Can you give some like ballpark figure of when you get raw? And then to get to this composite where you can actually use it?
Anywhere from 3 to 5 months. Depends a little bit on the time of year. I've got one of these pictures, I'll bring one up later. I've got big windrows that I turn, and I'll add to those for a couple of months until they kind of reach critical mass, and then I'll let them sit and turn them a little bit less often, and usually about 3 months after I stop adding.
You're able to do that year-round?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the compost pile, it does say even in the middle of winter, it stays hot. I'll pull the tarps off and have mushrooms growing off the top of them, and it's pretty neat.
Oh.
Yeah.
What capacity are you at your facility now?
Right now, I'm producing 40 to 50 cubic yards a year, so it's not a ton, and that's basically based on how much is coming in. And got room to grow for sure at that facility, and then hopefully beyond it in the future.
Julie, why don't you tell us what it looks like in the kitchen as far as how you sort the foods and...
Yeah, totally. Well, and it's kind of up to kind of each kitchen how they have their setup. Mainly I'm taking food prep materials as opposed to like plate scrapings, just because of ease for staff. And most people tell me like they're busy enough in the summer, they don't need their wait staff or their busboys scraping plates and trying to sort through people's food. So mainly it's those veggie ends and coffee grounds and stuff like that. At Boathouse, Boathouse Cantina, they just started, and they've got, again, those compostable cups that they're using for like extra beer cups when they run out of glasses. And those they've got a separate basically container for, and just they're using the compostable bags. They fill up those bags, and it's just cups and paper towels basically, and then those go out into the compost. So then those 5 gallon buckets, basically then their staff take them out and dump them into the bigger container outside.
Okay.
If you had the compostable flatware, mm-hmm. would you be able to take
yep.
that?
Yep, And is there an issue with the smell in the summer with your bins? Not, no. So with the weekly pickup, that keeps it low. And, you know, it's not the most pleasant experience for me, having to, like, dump and dig around in it, but it's not bad. And, you know, I've had folks tell me, like, it can't be any worse than their actual dumpster smell. So, you know, so, and it's fairly...
It's a whole lot better, actually.
It's
sweet.
And you definitely, like, you don't smell it unless you, like, open the bin and kind of stick your head into it. So that, you know, as far as, like, neighbors and things like that, I haven't had any issues with odor. Mm-hmm. The hospital keeps their bin inside, like in their kitchen, just because of space, and they don't have any issues with odor.
I had the compost bin in Denver residential, and the trash can smelled worse.
Yeah.
And it reduced our trash by maybe half.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. I think. The last thing I'll touch on is just, you know, education. I'm always open to doing educational, you know, meetings with students or with groups. We've had Garna come out to the site and take a look at what we're doing, and, you know, I want to kind of teach people about composting, and again, it helps with that kind of buy-in and engagement, and I think if we get kids on board and understanding how this process works, that's going to take us where we need to go in the long run. So.
Is that an oven thermometer?
No, so it's called a probe thermometer, so it's got an end on it that's like this long, and I can shove it into the middle of the pile, but those are the temperatures that we're getting pretty much all year. We want to for sure make sure we're above 120 degrees. What that'll do is kill any kind of bad bacteria that we don't want in there, as well as denature any seeds that potentially make their way into the pile. So that kind of ensures that we end up with a clean, weed-free product at the end. That's all I got. Any other questions I can answer? That's my info.
That's what it looks like.
I see it super well, and I should have brought a little bag to pass around, but I do have some out in the truck if anybody wants to take a look at it or buy a bag today.
Well, we would email you if you want to find out.
Yeah, shoot me an email and I can come and we'll get you set up when you're ready.
Did everyone get the clipboard if you have interest in composting? Residential community composting.
Oh, is that, I mean, that means if you want to have yours picked up, isn't it?
No, if you want to drop it, but a community site is what we're exploring the idea of.
Okay, because, the thing is, I already compost everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
that's
I don't
what,
know,
folks
you know,
that's what Trisha's going to go into.
Yeah.
You know, this is for people who don't want to do it.
But I might, I'd be glad to help out with it.
Okay.
And you have. Any other questions?
Yeah.
I was curious, kind of a, you know, the business that you're doing, how labor intensive is that? You're talking about a lot of sorting and screening and all that. It sounds like it's a person's involved as opposed to just letting stuff sit and become what it becomes. But
Is
that a answerable question?
Yeah, definitely. It is somewhat labor intensive, and as I kind of grow and I'm able to purchase more equipment to do some of that labor, it gets easier. I used to turn everything by hand, so it was like real strong for a couple summers. then I bought a Bobcat, and that has made life way easier. So I turn it, you know, once a week when it's fresh, and that's just to make sure that we're getting kind of air and water and you know, the different materials are getting mixed together. But it doesn't take super long. I can process everything in a few hours basically each week. And then right now we're sifting. Donna and a couple other folks have come out to help me sift, and I've got basically a cylindrical contraption that you turn by hand. So one person's shoveling in, the other person is turning and sifting. So it's like
looks like a gerbil wheel.
Right.
A giant.
So that's pretty time intensive. But they make, you know, they make equipment to attach to the Bobcat and stuff for bigger sifting down the road. So, yeah, slowly getting more and more efficient.
Start small, get bigger all the time.
Yeah.
Well, we are thrilled to have you in our midst and in our community. Right. And this is a fantastic opportunity because what a silly thing to be putting in the landfill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something that we can make into black gold. And we need that here. We don't have organic. Good soil. So
some of us don't have any soil.
Right.
Yeah. That makes so much sense.
Gravel and rocks.
So thank you. Yeah. Yes. So we have other questions? Yeah.
Just real quick in the beginning, and I've never heard this. You do bread, pastas, and rice.
Yep.
Are they cooked?
They can be cooked.
Or they cannot be cooked.
Either one.
Yeah. Either one.
Yep. Either is fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good to know.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I did hear from the other restaurants when Julie presented down in Salida, and also from, there isn't anyone from the Surf here, Wesley Rose, no. They also do it here.
The Wesley Rose.
Wesley Rose Kitchen participates with Julie, and they said it's super easy. Mm-hmm. They just put it in a bucket instead of the trash, and just take it out, like Julie said, when it's full, you take it out to your, like you would to your dumpster. Instead of the dumpster, you put it in the compost.
Changing habits.
And it's just a trash can,
yep.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
But then, you know, if you needed something a little bit more locked, or that would be something that you could work out.
May I give a shout out to your restaurant?
Yeah.
So Alita owns Biggie's restaurant, so thanks for being here. And who was our other restaurant?
Boathouse.
Oh, so you're up for Boathouse. Well, you're our model.
Yes, right.
They are.
You could be the one who attests to.
Yeah, we love people.
And I would like to say, I mean, Julie does a fabulous job.
Yes.
She's amazing, and it really helps us stay on that line.
Oh, thank you for coming up.
That's fantastic. So shout out to Boathouse and 50 Burger. I don't know why she named it that, because it sounds like a burger joint. It is not. They have the most amazing salads and bowls and salmon and full bar. So, you know, and she is so green. And then the third one in Salida is Dawn, Cafe Dawn.
Cafe Dawn
is a big
and
proponent.
And Gathering Grounds as well.
And Gathering Grounds. So, you know.
The juice stop, too.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, good, good.
Mm-hmm.
So be sure you hit Boathouse when you're in Salida, because not only are they fantastic food, but fantastic location, and they're so green-minded. Mm-hmm. Boathouse hosted. I'm J.C. Dumas, by the way, and just wanting to kind of fill in the hosting group, Chafee Green, sponsoring group, to say Boathouse has been so generous to us. They're allowing us to have our Chafee Green steering meetings at their restaurant in Salida. They hosted us last year with an entire display of how they changed over, not just the composting, but all of your products, even the bags, which is not cheap for a restaurant to change to recyclable bags, compostable bags. So, yay, we thank you. Because really, you've got to be our leaders. We can do what we can do in our homes, but all of us have to do it. And restaurants modeling it is huge. So that's exciting.
So, bag size and approximate price of these things? And
yeah.
I mean, is it expensive? Mm-hmm. Is it not?
It's fairly comparable to what you'll find at Brady's and some of the other stores, maybe a little bit pricier, but it is local. So I do a cubic foot bag, which is, 35 pounds for $15.
There you
I can
go.
Do a little
Perfect.
Bit smaller bag for less than that, and I can do bulk for cheap. Again, if you're looking for a cubic yard or
there
more,
you go.
It's
not too much. Any other questions? I'm going to let any of the restaurant people go. Thank you to Community Foundation, Chafee County Community Foundation, for donating the spot, and Watershed for allowing us to meet here.
But before you go, a couple more announcements. Thank you to Donna and Julie and Trish and Cindy, who's tending the table out there, and all that made this possible, Rick and Katie, Watershed. Chafee County Community Foundation is really just getting up and running, but they're members of Watershed, so they allowed us this space. And like Donna said, we thank them for that help and cooperation. And Garna is our parent company, so shout out to them. Parent company. Parent organization for all the help and advertising.